Ganz schwer ist, dass ich was sie am Töpfen Rabbi, ich kann mich mit dem Rabbi, mich in Omer hoch, so Rabbi, so Schabbi, so, da fühlst du dir ja Schwuss, aber bist du mit dem Rechachamim, ich komme hin, nach in Omer, lo ilum alte Schwuss, kalbe, nacha, scheiß mich, a Schwuss, ich bin echel, kubu, gedo, lea, dor. So, how do you know if you're lucky when it comes to Shabbos? Lucky. Yeah, okay, look, I'm not doing the 39 Malachos, I get it. I'm not doing the 39 Malachos, but how do you know if you've achieved a level called Nikius?
It keeps
Nikiut,
Nikiut.
this thing that we discussed was Nido. So you jump straight into the th concept called the Shvusim, the Shvus. The Shvus are the Derabbanans of Shabbos. So in a large way, a person's relationship to Shabbos is more strongly defined by how he keeps the Derabbanans, more than how he keeps the Deraisas. Do you hear that? So, for example, a person can be very careful on all 39 Malachos, down to the T. He doesn't pick out a bone from a piece of fish. He's very careful. But he talks about his business on Shabbos. Okay, so is he keeping Shabbos? He's not keeping Shabbos. So he's keeping Shabbos, but he's not nucky in keeping Shabbos because he is not understanding in the Shoresh Hadavar what Shabbos is for, and therefore he has pulled himself away from proper Shmiras Shabbos. Now, I've given a shiur in the past. I gave it in Shari, I gave it here in the Kollel. Could have even given Young Israel. I think it's a very important nekuda, is that the Ramban's shita is a very fascinating shita. What happens if a person wears shorts on Shabbos? Did he do a deraisa or did he do a derabana? Did he violate a deraisa or did he violate a derabana? He goes in shorts and a t-shirt outside.
Something about this one.
The Isra is Mikra Kodesh. You have to wear Shabbos clothes. You have to wear Shabbos clothes. Now wearing Shabbos clothes. So he violates part of Shabbos. If he wears weekday clothing. But he's violating a Derabbanan. Right? And what happens if he talks about his business? He's violating a Derabbanan. And what happens if he even buys and sells stuff on Shabbos verbally? See, over a melacha, he shits on a deal on Shabbos. Is he over a deraisa?
It's Ramadan.
It's Derabbanan. So, technically speaking, a person can be very careful not to do melacha, but they could do it their whole entire Shabbos could end up looking like weekday. Right? So listen to this. Chasam Sofer says that if a person, without doing any malacha, opens their store on Shabbos, they open their store, they're running their business, but they don't write anything down. People come, they buy on credit, etc., etc. He doesn't do any malacha deraisa. Says the Chasam Sofer that he's considered Machal Shabbos deoraita. Because at the point in which the conglomerate, all the Derabbanans coming together, make it that it no longer looks like Shabbos for you, now you've actually turned Shabbos into a weekday. The point of the Derabbanans is to keep Shabbos separate from the rest of the weekdays.
It's the horizon of the
Mikra Kodesh. It has to be a Mikra Kodesh. And you're taking it away from being Mikra Kodesh. Okay, fascinating psak. What's my point? My point is that this is a very good example of Nikius, where you're going to follow the letter of the law, you could be missing the whole point. You have to go down deep. What's the purpose of it? Why am I doing Shabbos? Like we have our Nevadim that we're talking about. You there? Let's see. Yeah. So do it. The concept of Shabbos is unbelievable, huh? Yeah, that is bringing out, it brings out the Kavod Shemayim and the Bria. The whole purpose of Shemayim is to bring out the Kavod Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Bria, et cetera, right? So a person is missing that aspect of Shabbos. Could be they're missing everything. Okay. ואולם פרטי הדין למחו קוסם ובואר מהם יצא פויסקים בספרים וכולם שובים לחובסינו בום ולזהיר את המצטרך. And it says, therefore, a person has to learn Hilchos Shabbos. They have to become aware of Hilchos Shabbos. They have to be why? Because otherwise, you could violate their abundance quite easily. מה שקושה על המון שמיר עושה היו הוא השפיסה מן העסק ומידה במצלם בפנו. And you know what the hardest thing about Shabbos is, I think, is this issue of not talking about your business in Shabbos. Okay. It looks like a really geschmack story over here. Now, Shmuel, I'm going to say something you're going to like this. No, it's not. Ulam ha'Israel zem mevor b'divrei Hanavi v'chibadatoy ma'aseis drachecha mem tzechafetzecha v'davar davar haklalu shakom ha'sha'osu b'shabbos ha'soisei also l'shtadu b'avurei. Anything you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you shouldn't be thinking or doing or talking on Shabbos. But la'atzkir b'fir l'chein osu la'ayim b'nechos v'leir as much as talk l'mochar. You shouldn't talk about your business. You shouldn't prepare to do business, etc. V'osu la'ayim ha'davar ploini asa l'mochar. Or a schoir appoints ekel machar b'chein kol kayotze ba'azeh. So, one good simon, which we'll discuss this in the Vadim for Erev Shabbos, one good simon of a person's attitude to Shabbos is their attitude to Erev Shabbos. Having a good Erev Shabbos is a simon you'll have a good Shabbos. You prepare for it properly means you're taking it seriously. Now, the Chavetz Chaim writes an unbelievable thing. You ever heard the concept that the Gehenna is closed on Shabbos?
Yeah.
And that the Mesim go back Motzoi Shabbos. So Shabbos, Gehenna is closed. So when does Shabbos start? Do they make early Shabbos in Gehenna? Or do they make late Shabbos? What?
I'm going to tell you how what we do.
So Chavetz Chaim says, that from the minute that the person stops working on Erev Shabbos, and now he switches out of weekday mode into preparing for Shabbos mode. At that moment, that's when, after 120, Gehenna is going to stop for him.
Wow.
So if by noon, that's it. I'm already in Shabbos mode. Now I'm already getting ready for Shabbos. I'm not busy with stuff anymore. Now I'm just, you know, in that mode. 12 noon in Gehenna, you get early checkout.
Worth it.
It's a very cool concept.
Yeah.
Chavetz Chaim says this in the name of the Gedolei Ador. Yeah. Imagine who the Gedolei Ador of the Chavetz Chaim were.
Who were they?
I don't know, but they're definitely people that are important. So.
You want to go with?
Yeah, probably. Chaim Moser. I mean, I don't know. And always goes after him. Yeah, the Vilna Gaon, it's unexpected. I don't know. Okay. So, this is the way to the Nikius of Shabbos. It's a great var. The keeping Shabbos is going to be your level of 39 Malachis, but the Nikius of Shabbos is going to depend on their abundance. What's your attitude towards the other parts? And how distant are you from your work, from your weekday stuff? Are you keeping it, you know? So, you know that, okay, no time for jokes. Okay. Now, he's going to start off. Let's see if we can get the story down. I'm going to read it through from here. I didn't prepare the story, but let's see if I can get it. I heard from Rav Zalman Sirotzkin that when he was a Rav in a city near Radin, There was a person who was a Balagala, a young Balagala. His name was Yasala. And the way he made his parnasa was he would go to the train station. And at that time, it was the first time cars were coming out. And he bought himself a small car. And he would, it was very gushmak. He would go with his car. And instead of his horse, and he would make more money, etc. Eventually, some people came to him that had a gala. They came to the Rav of the city and they said that Yasala, that used to be a good guy, is now doing Chilul Shabbos. Because what do you mean he's doing Chilul Shabbos? Well, he's running his car all the way very close to Shabbos. And he's leaving right before the end of Shabbos. So he said, really? Now he figured that the other Balei HaGala were just jealous of this guy's new car. So they're making up stories. After he looked into it a little bit, he realized that it's true. So he decided he called the boy's mother. And she said, "No, my Yasala is a tzaddik." So he said, "Okay, there's no one to talk to." So he said, eventually there was a big meeting in Vilna, and this Reb Zalman, who was the Rav of the city, went on the chair with the Chafetz Chaim, and with the Chafetz Chaim became his son-in-law. Okay, at that time, everyone knew that everyone in the whole world knew the Chafetz Chaim was tremendously famous, and people would come to the train stations to get brachas from, etc. So, all of a sudden, the father of this guy, Yasala, the father of this guy, Yasala, comes to the Rav of the city, and he says, "I'm about to get a surgery. My mother came to me in a dream and says I was friends with the mother of the Chafetz Chaim. And she says that since I was friends with the mother of the Chafetz Chaim, I want you to go to the Chafetz Chaim and get a bracha for your surgery tomorrow." So he goes to the Rav and he says, "I know you're sitting next to the Chafetz Chaim. Can you bring me in to get a bracha?" Okay. So he realized that if this is the chance that the Chafetz Chaim could talk to the father, to discuss with the father if the son is really being Mechal Shabbos or not. So the Chafetz Chaim thought it for me and said, "Listen, I can't give brachas. Why are you coming to me for a bracha? Who am I? I should give a bracha. Who am I to give a bracha?" And he says, "You know who gives brachas? Shabbos gives brachas. If you keep Shabbos, you'll get all the brachas you need, and make sure that everyone in your family keeps Shabbos, and that will be your biggest bracha." Little story. When Chafetz Chaim, when he met the guy, realized that the guy's son's Michal Shabbos. And he gave him a bracha. The bracha was Mechazik Shabbos in your family.
What time do you have?
8:48.
Oh, 48.
We missed a few.